Good morning. Today we continue the series on the fourth servant song recorded by the prophet Isaiah in the biblical book that bears his name. The fourth servant song has as its subject the atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah prophesied concerning Jesus' death about 700 years before the crucifixion took place. Specifically, the fourth servant song is found in Isaiah 52 verse 13 to Isaiah 53 verse 12. Today we will look at Isaiah 53 verse 10, which reads, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." Verse 10 begins with a most curious statement, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him." The Hebrew word translated bruise means to crush, to break, to injure. In verse 5 of Isaiah 53, we learned that Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So verse 5 summarizes the vicious deeds that were meted out to Christ from evil men. How then could God the Father have been pleased to bruise his son? Isaiah did not mean that the Father was not pleased with how Jesus lived. Isaiah did not mean that God the Father got some kind of sadistic pleasure in seeing his son suffer on the cross. Isaiah certainly did not mean that God the Father did not love God the Son. Indeed, we read the Father saying of Jesus in Matthew 3 verse 17, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The question then remains, how could God possibly have been pleased by bringing such agony and torment on his son? Without diminishing the evil of the men who conspired to have Jesus nailed to the cross, God's purposes were served. The Bible teaches that the unjust death sentence imposed on Jesus was predestined to take place. It was foreordained of God. This fact is made clear in Acts chapter 4, verses 27 and 28. There the apostles Peter and John prayed, "For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done." This makes clear that Jesus was not some mere victim of circumstances. Rather, the circumstances, the trial before the religious leaders, Herod and Pilate, and the crucifixion itself were foreordained. Though these events were foreordained, they did not excuse or exonerate the evildoers who orchestrated Jesus' death. This means that God did not turn a blind eye to the evil role played in Jesus' crucifixion by Herod, Pontius Pilate, the Jewish religious leaders, the unruly mob, and the Roman soldiers. The first line of verse 10, which reads, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him," is there to teach us that it was ultimately God the Father who pierced Jesus for our transgressions. It was ultimately God the Father who chastised him to bring us peace. It was ultimately God the Father who wounded him to heal us. And it was ultimately God the Father who laid our iniquities on him. There is an irony at work in Isaiah 53 verse 10. The Lord God, who takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, took pleasure in the death of Christ, his beloved Son, in whom there is no unrighteousness. It pleased the Lord to bruise him, crush him, and injure him. God the Father planned and purposed to bruise his Son so that justice might be satisfied and that grace and mercy might abound. Romans 8 verse 32 tells us that God the Father did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. God cannot just forgive sins. He has to punish sins. That is because God is holy. In Romans 3, 25 to 26, the Apostle Paul tells us that God set forth Jesus as a propitiation or atoning sacrifice by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness. Romans 3, 25 and 26 also tells us that in the death of Christ, God is just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. In other words, God the Father, through the death of his Son, secured a way to not compromise his own holiness while at the same time providing a remedy whereby sinners could be saved from God's wrath towards sinners. The implication of Isaiah 53:10 is this: sin will either be punished on the sinner or on a savior. Only one person was fit to be a savior for sinners. His name is Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ was punished for sins. Christ was punished not for his own sins, as he had no sin of his own, but Christ was punished for your sins and mine. Christ was punished for sins past, present, and future when he died on the cross. God was glorified in Christ dying as a substitute for sinners. Salvation from sin is in what Jesus has done and not what we have done. The only thing we contribute to our salvation are the sins that made it necessary. The point of Isaiah 53 verse 10 is that God himself took the initiative in accepting Christ's life as the means for the forgiveness of sins for both Jew and Gentiles then and now. God was pleased to submit Christ to such suffering, considering the justification from sin he would work for others. This means that on the merits of Christ's death, people, if they repent of their sins, would be viewed by God as if they had never ever sinned. In other words, God would view people as having the same righteousness that is peculiar and intrinsic to Christ. God was pleased that Christ's death would pay the price required so that the penalty of sin and guilt would be removed and a new relationship established between God and the repentant person. So when Isaiah writes, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him," it was the outcome that pleased God the Father, not the pain his Son had to bear. God the Father's pleasure in bruising, crushing, and injuring his Son was not in the torment inflicted on his Son, but in the Son's fulfilling the Father's purpose. The Father's pleasure was not in the agony endured by Christ, but in what Christ accomplished in spite of the agony. The Father's pleasure was not in Christ's suffering, but in the salvation that such suffering secured for sinners like you and me. The Father was pleased because the Son voluntarily and willingly sacrificed himself on the cross to save sinners like you and me. Christ willingly submitted himself to the pleasure of his Father's will, and gave himself to die for sinners like you and me. The lesson for the Christian is that like Christ, we too must willingly suffer reproach for the sake of the gospel if needs be. The lesson for the non-Christian is this. God the Father was pleased to bruise Christ for your sakes. God the Father was pleased to bruise Christ, for it was only in the bruising of Christ that the price for your sins could be fully paid. So now, with Christ having paid the price for your sins, you need only repent of your sins, surrender your life to Christ, and you will no longer be under the wrath of God towards sinners. Won't you surrender your life to Christ today? The Bible teaches that tomorrow is not promised to anyone. The Bible teaches that today is the day of salvation. Don't delay. Today is a good day to repent of your sins and to embrace Christ as Savior. We will continue this series next week. Until then, may Christ bless you greatly.